Journey Pod.
Hey, fellow jet setters, it's Ryan from Journey Pod. Journey Pod is your guide to luxury travel around the world. We give you VIP access to the hippest hotels, the hottest nightlife, and the coolest restaurants. Each week, we give you the real local pulse of a city, and this time we are back over in Nashville, Tennessee, covering the Music City Walk of Fame, where the city of Nashville has honored musicians and songwriters who have made extraordinary contributions to the musical heritage in Nashville. Each inductee is honored with a beautiful star sidewalk marker in downtown Nashville on Music Mile. They had six initial inductees, including rock and roll icon Roy Orbison. Roy is a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the Songwriters Hall of Fame. He's got great hits over four decades, including Only the Lonely, Pretty Woman, You Got It. He's played with people such as Patsy Cline, the Rolling Stones, and the Beatles. We caught up with his wife, Barbara, right after the ceremony, and let's listen in.
I'm with Roy Orbison's wife, Barbara, and she was just telling me a little bit about some of her favorite things to do here in Nashville.
Well, right now, you know, it's autumn. The leaves are incredible. You know, you always talk about New England and the leaves changing. Nashville has the prettiest leaves. So just to drive through the town and watch all the different colors, it's incredible. If you go up Natchez Trace or if you go to Franklin, I love driving there over the weekend, and I love antiquing. I go antiquing quite a bit. And Franklin, Tennessee has great antique stores.
Well, congratulations on the ceremony today. I heard you got up and said a few words and talk about, you know, what this means for your family. It's very exciting. Roy Orbison being one of the first inductees to the new Nashville Walk of Fame.
Yes, you know what? That's quite an honor because Roy moved here in the late 50s. And he was in country music, and, you know, he had come from Sun Records and from Clovis, New Mexico, where he recorded with Buddy Holly. And it was really Nashville where he found his voice and cut lots of his hits, everything from Only the Lonely to Pretty Woman. So Crying Blue Bayou, Mean Woman Blues, everything got cut here. And this star on the walkway just means that he will be remembered forever, you know. And Nashville is just the greatest place to live.
Yeah.
Because it has all sorts of musics and you're so interwoven. So, you know, it was just an incredible honor for me to accept it for Roy.
And, yeah, as you mentioned, Nashville has grown up. It's not just country anymore. And so there's all those different types of music here in town. And I imagine that would have influenced Roy and with some of his work.
You know, strangely enough, even in the 60s, they cut lots of pop records here. And it was known to the industry for great pop records.
Yeah, it's quite a view from the top of the Bell South Tower where we are for this VIP party before the CMAs. And you can see all the lights all around downtown. It's really nice.
And we have a full moon tonight.
Could be some crazy things happening for the after parties. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
In addition to Roy Orbison, some of the other inductees to the Music City Walk of Fame include country legend Reba McEntire, who has 33 number one songs. She also has 30 albums with sales of over 50 million. That's quite a lot of albums she's sold. She, of course, has her own TV show and even has done a little Broadway theater. Also inducted, Ronnie Millsap, who has 40 number one singles and 7 Grammys. Some songwriters, Boudelot, I probably just did not pronounce his name properly, and Felice Bryant, who are considered the first songwriters to move to Nashville and earn a living. They've done great songs for the Everly Brothers, including Wake Up Little Susie, and probably one of their most famous songs they wrote is Rocky Top, which is the theme song for the University of Tennessee Volunteers, a song you'll hear quite often in the Southeast in SEC country every September through December. Other inductees include the Fisk Jubilee Singers, which are an a cappella ensemble from Fisk University here in Nashville. They've been around since 1871. And the final inductee was Maestro Kenneth Schermerhorn, who served as an assistant to the famous Leonard Bernstein, joined the Nashville Symphony in 1983 and took it to new heights. They just named the amazing new facility in his honor, and we saw it at the after party for the CMAs. It really is a remarkable building. It is the brand new Schermerhorn Symphony Center. Apparently you can flip the seats and automatically go from theater seating to ballroom in less than an hour. I guess that would come in handy if you had a ballroom emergency and the King of Spain just showed up unannounced after you had Pavarotti in town. As you would imagine, amazing acoustics in there, and really they're going to have that for all types of music. And speaking of all types of music in Nashville, we're going to leave you with a great track from a local Nashville musician and podcaster, Matthew Ebel. That's E-B-E-L. And his song, Every Color.
Journey Pod.